This is a weak answer. The structure of the essay is poor. There is very little analysis of the issues posed in the problem, and the content of the answer is thin in terms of stating the law clearly and comprehensively. For question 1A, the answer does not narrate nor highlight the elements within the statutory provision that is being discussed. The principle of law is stated vaguely and inaccurately. Non-compliance with Section 53(1)(c) of the Law of Property Act 1925 invalidates the oral direction by Xavier and does not make it unenforceable for lack of writing. The maxim, equity will not allow a statute to be used as an engine for fraud, has been misunderstood. For question 1b, the answer states conclusions on points of law regarding Section 53(1)(c) of the Law of Property Act 1925 without analysis of the material requirements. Moreover, the law on certainty of subject matter is not comprehensively dealt with, and virtually no case law is discussed.